May this display towards others become just an ultimate part of your natural response to each other, no matter how people are acting. Welcome to Rinse, Reflect, Repeat, the daily podcast inspired by my action-driven devotional and guide to reading the Bible through in a year, alphabetically. I'm Anita Cordell, and each day we'll walk through the Bible, discovering how even books like Leviticus and Numbers speak to our daily lives. These short devotionals are here to cleanse our hearts and transform our perspectives. So grab your Bible, open your heart, and let's journey through the living water together. It's time to rinse, reflect, and repeat. Today's devotion is titled Displays of Kindness, and we are on day 119, and we are on April 29th, in case you're following along on the calendar. And today's morning rinse is Hosea 11 through 12. We are almost done with another book. We're almost done with another month. And we are so excited to do this. So like today and tomorrow, we're done with the book of Hosea. So today's featured verse is Hosea 11:1. When Israel was a youth, I loved him. And out of Egypt, I called my son. Remember, displays of kindness is what we are talking about today. Now, one of the things that I love about the book of Hosea is the fact that up until now, we hear about all of the disobedience of Israel, but there's a shift in today's morning rinse. And that shift is starting to see just how deep and how wide God loves Israel and us ultimately. And Israel was God's chosen people to fulfill his plan and to bring forth the lineage of David. We know that Israel was not always obedient. You know that if you've listened to this podcast at any length of time, you know that a lot of the Old Testament stories that we've been looking at and the prophetic books that we've been reading repeatedly try and call Israel into a life of obedience. And God is always trying to make them come to him, or not really make them, but tell them, look, you know, you can either do it your way or my way, and your way is going to be harder. It's just like parents, when we discipline their children, when they misbehave, God had to discipline Israel. And there's so many examples of God having to discipline Israel through the prophetic books. You know, I've talked about some of those, but we must remember that God still had a huge amount of love and kindness towards young Israel. And that same kindness that's in God's character is for us as well, including young people that are in our lives that need correction and guidance. When God called the nation of Israel out of Pharaoh's hands, he called them my son. We too are his children. He loves us, and his love for us is deeper and wider than we could ever comprehend or ever even imagine. He yearns to be with us no matter what we've done. He longs to lead us. He longs to wrap us in his loving arms. He longs to guide us, gently providing for us, calling us his own. What's interesting is that God did not require Israel to obey by force, nor is he going to do that to us as well. But he does want to overshadow us with kindness and love. May we all accept this from him and reflect on the many times he's been so gracious to us. And may we pass this same love and kindness on to others as well. Today, you have two challenges. The first challenge is to reflect on your youth and just to thank God for his goodness to you, especially when you were in your childhood or your youth and the choices that you made. To reflect on where you were at emotionally, where you were at spiritually, you know, some of the things that you were thinking and doing. Just reflect on where you were at in your youth. And second, look for someone, especially a young person, who needs to see the goodness of God. Maybe they're struggling. Ask God to use you today to shower some kindness and love in their life, despite how they may be behaving. And tonight, when you pull out your journal, I want you to write down. I mean, I'm sure you know this too, that when we ask God for opportunities, God gives them to us. And so did you have a really cool story today where you showed kindness and love? I want you to write down that experience. May this display towards others become just an ultimate part of your natural response to each other, no matter how people are acting. So write it down. And I hope today inspired you to really think about the word kindness. And no matter how people are behaving, whether they're struggling or not, that you display kindness towards them. And look for opportunities, especially in those young people. And I know that God's going to use you. I know that there are young people out there that need you. And so when you reflect on that, I want to hear about these cool stories. If you do not have my devotional, go to the show notes. My link is right in there. You can click on that link and get my devotional. And if you are ready to start journaling and documenting some of the things that you are discovering and some of the results of the challenges that I give you on a day-to-day basis, the link to the journal that goes with my devotional is also in the show notes. So I look forward to hearing more about what is going on in your life. We are almost done with the book of Hosea. And really, when you're reading these chapters, just really hone in on the love that God has for his children and for you and for me. And isn't that so amazing and cool? No matter what we do, he's yearning to be with us and have a relationship with us. Until tomorrow, keep rinsing, reflecting, and repeating. God bless you.